Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now, listen, they want me to say hello. Welcome to the James Whale Best Bits of Tonight's show, which you can hear every night, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio from 7 till 10. But I said, wouldn't it be best to call it the Worst of Whale? So have a listen. See what you think.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Now, last night there was a serious trouble, I'm afraid to say, in Brixton. The Metropolitan Police officers, a number of Metropolitan Police officers have been injured, 22 to be precise. And I can't understand again why people would behave like this. Why would you show yourselves up? Well, let's find out what Graham Whetton, who is a policing analyst and the author of How to Be a Police Officer, we had him on the other day, thinks about this. Graham, good evening. What are your thoughts?
My first thoughts were for residents have to put up with this, and I get what you're saying about moving to a place, but people should be able to live where they want to live without it being disrupted, and their lives are disrupted.
Yeah. But didn't they move there because it's a sort of cosmopolitan, cool, you know, part? And then they get settled, have families, and they want it to quieten down the area they've moved.
Yeah, but don't expect sound machines every day in the at night or whatever. People have got babies and children.
Well, that's what happens, Graham. Isn't it? Yeah, they change.
I was just going to say, I get that people move in there, and it's just that the disorder isn't just about parties and the music. It went beyond just being a party. Yeah. Looking at it, that's why people start ringing up. There's damage being done. Yeah. There's disorder. There's fights. When the police withdrew from one part of it, the party guys, for want of a better term, started attacking each other. Yes. But then they get called again to go in, protecting of people, protection of life, etc. It's just astonishing. The community didn't want this. So there was, told there was some people from outside. But it isn't all people that live in Brixton. People travelled into the area. To go to a party. It isn't just local residents either, it's people that...
No, I wouldn't think local residents would do that. I think they might have been having a bit of a party for the locals or a bit of a barbecue, and then people just sort of...
Well, there's been a shutdown, so all these kids, they want to go to clubs, and if they hear of a party, they all head down there.
Yeah, they do, but it comes down to the fact that once the police attend or turn up, to try not, and that they were asking them to leave, that's when the disorder started. It's just, it's just people turning out against law and order, not abiding by other people's right to have some peace and tranquility, to have the party stop. Mm. It was almost like we're not... It comes down to this, it seems there's a generation that has never been told, no, you can't do that.
That's true.
You can't do this now. You're not allowed to do that. It's against the law. And it's not the police's law. This is the law of the people.
But have they seen a weakness in the police in the last few weeks that's given them a bit of... They can just
In other words, are the police trying to be too nice because of everything that's going on? And everybody's saying, oh, the police are very heavy-handed and all this. So they're just attacking the police before they feel they're going to attack them.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think they have sensed a bit of a weakness. I think they've sensed maybe some support for there's been a lot of negative policing stories, far more than our positive ones. So I think they've sensed there's a narrative about being negative towards law and order. I think it's part of this. It comes over from the protests we've seen that's against policing in this country for some reason. And I think some people, a minor part of society, have sensed this and are using it now to just do what they want to do, regardless of what happened. My concern last night was the police probably weren't expecting this, weren't anticipating it. They don't have loads of officers, public order trained, ready to go out in protective kit. If they come out in their protective kit, it's seen as being provocative. They're almost in a no-win situation. They put their officers out, as they were last night, in their normal patrol uniform, in high-vis jackets, and they come under attack, and you've seen 22 injuries.
I mean, Brixton has a bit of a history, doesn't it? Maybe they should have been a bit softer on it and said, look, guys, and wound it up a bit more quiet. I don't know if there would have been a better way of policing it.
I think they would.
Well, they were trying to do it.
They wanted to ask them to go home and leave.
Yeah.
Graham Whetton, policing analyst and author of How to Be a Police Officer. We should read that book ourselves, shouldn't we?
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Rebecca Long Bailey has been sacked by Mr. Sharma, the leader of the Labour Party, Sir Keir Starmer. Let's talk to Naomi Wimborne Idrissi, who is a Jewish voice for Labour. Naomi, hello.
Hi, James.
First of all, was Keir Starmer right to do this?
I'm horrified that he's done this, James. He's got rid of the one remaining member of Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet. Well, not quite one of the last, in what seems to a lot of us to be a partisan action, because what Rebecca Long Bailey has done in terms of the tweet, which is being used as a pretext for her sacking, is in no way reprehensible. We think at the back of it, there is a bigger political argument going on about Rebecca Long Bailey's attitude to the education unions during the tussle with the Tories about how to end the lockdowns, COVID-19 and so on. So there's a lot going on in the background here. And honestly, Rebecca Long Bailey has not done anything remotely anti-Semitic, and no Jewish person who looks at the facts should be offended or upset by what she's done, in my view. And nor did Maxine Peake. Remember, this is about tweeting a long, interesting, wide-ranging interview with a popular actor, Maxine Peake, who in passing referred to techniques used by the US police when they murdered George Floyd. And a reference to the fact that the US police do train in Israel, which is true, they do, that nobody's denying. So she made that reference, passing reference in a much longer article. Rebecca Long Bailey made no reference whatsoever to that in her tiny little tweet, just saying Maxine Peake was a diamond or something like that. And for cause to result for the sacking of a shadow education minister on that basis is, I think, quite shocking and quite frightening. What are we allowed to say in the public?
Well, I think, you know, that is that's a very good point, but I think quite often you do try to get rid of the old guard as soon as you can when you get elected.
True, in a way, he's only doing what you might expect. He's clearing out the people with whom he said he wanted unity.
Well, let's move on to Lord Clive Soley, former chairman of the Parliamentary Labour Party. Lord Soley, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening.
What is your feeling about this? Do you think Rebecca Long Bailey should have been removed? And maybe when Keir Starmer took over, he should have removed everybody that was a very stringent supporter of Jeremy Corbyn.
No, I think he was right to reach out across the party and try and involve people, including Rebecca. I think the problem is that as soon as anybody does anything like reinforcing the anti-Semitism issue that we struggled with before, then frankly, Keir's not no option. He has to deal with that. I mean, a whole lot of us in the Labour Party were appalled by the state we got into over anti-Semitism. And I mean, I heard some comments just before you asked me this question from other people about Israel. One of the big, big mistakes that has been made, particularly by Jeremy Corbyn and the people around him, was to confuse the state of Israel with people who are Jewish. The two need to be kept separate. The Jewish state is, I think it's some 20 million people, of whom about a quarter or close to a quarter are Arabs. But the Jews worldwide are a massive number. And it's, you know, you have to separate it. The actions of the Jewish state are different to Jewish people.
Ash, you've been there. I mean,
well, exactly.
Times.
But I mean, why also rush to bring it? We were talking about the knee. Why bring taking the knee and how the police are trained? But why suddenly bring Israel into it at your first opportunity? Exactly like you said, they're trying to get rid of that in the Labour Party, and that's the reason that he's acted.
Yeah, that's what's gone wrong in the Labour Party, and that's what Keir is trying to put right. And he's, in my judgment, he's right to it. And it's a pity I didn't want to see Rebecca Long-Bailey removed, but as soon as you got any sense of it creeping back in again, the damage did this was enormous. You cannot have a party like the Labour Party being anti-Semitic. That is racism. We cannot be that. So, you know, you have to take a tough line on it, and, you know, I'm sorry, but, there has to be a hard line on this.
Do you think she realised what she'd done, or just oblivious to it and didn't realise?
I think one of the problems for a lot of the people who were, including Jeremy to some extent, was that if you were a Jewish person and went to see them very often, and I can't say this with absolute certainty because some Jewish people would disagree with me on this. I'm not Jewish myself. But I would get take the view that they were not actually hostile to Jews who came to see them or discuss a problem with them. But they kept making this fundamental judgment about Israel being all Jews.
They weren't good with their own activists, were they? And their own MPs quit, so there was definitely a problem.
Yes, indeed. I gave evidence to the inquiry that's going to report, I think, soon on human rights. And I've said in that very forcefully that I'm afraid the party had become institutionally anti-Semitic. And if this, in a way, this is the same issue about, you know, black people being picked on and things. We've got quite tough laws in Britain about racism. They're quite good. But what we haven't tackled yet is institutional racism. That is the way that black people are more represented in poorer circles or not getting promoted, things of that nature. And there's something happens the same with the Jewish people who are seen as in some way complicit with any actions that you disagree with about the state of Israel. And to do a different, you know, you can have a perfectly reasonable argument with someone, including an Israeli government, or indeed just someone living in this country who's Jewish, but, you know, thinks that everything the Israeli government is doing is fine. It's perfectly reasonable to have that argument. It is not reasonable to go on and assume that all Jews are complicit in whatever the Israeli state does or doesn't do. It's two different things.
Mm. Lord Clive Soley, former chairman of the Parliamentary Labour Party.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Right, 60% of pet owners are unaware of the heatwave risks to their animals. Can there be that many stupid
Even I know
pet
that.
Owners? Yeah. Temperatures soaring above 30 degrees this week. Research from pet charity Blue Cross shows 60% of pet owners don't consider it. Well, they don't. Some pet owners don't deserve to have animals and they ought to be taken away from them. I've said this many times before. Kerry Taylor, Blue Cross Education Manager, is here tonight to educate those people who don't realise how stupid they are. Kerry, it's over to you.
Hi. I mean, that was a great song because it's been so hot, hasn't it? Proper heatwave today.
Yeah, but it was not a very good version of it. That's
It was the best we could do.
It was the best we could get.
Sorry, Kerry, I beg your pardon. It's not a kind of normal interview, but it's the way we do things.
No, that's fine. I mean, then what's really interesting about our research is actually we know that people love pets and we are a nation of pet lovers. And
there are lots that don't understand them and may actually think they love them. But, they get them for whatever reason. I don't know sometimes. And when they get bored with them, they get rid of them.
Because the kid wanted them, they just get them to keep, they get them for bad reasons.
That sometimes happens too, and that's why we're here at Blue Cross. It's all about helping those pets that really need us. So when we heard the heat wave was coming, we really wanted to get those messages out there because it's easy for us to forget, actually, pets don't always enjoy the heat wave like we do. We love a bit of sunshine when it comes, but they don't enjoy it as much.
No, they don't.
One of mine today, I was out doing a little bit of watering of the garden, and she, because, one follows me everywhere and the other one sort of does what she wants. And Daisy May decides she's just going to lie on the patio, which is concrete. And I think you could cook food on it today. And I had a word. I said, "Look, honey, why must be burning up? Come and sit on the grass," which she did. But then when I went in, they all came in, and they'd rather be inside.
They like a warm belly, though, don't they? That's the thing with a dog. They do like a little
warm
belly.
Well, I quite like a warm belly, don't you?
Yeah. But like you said, though, actually, your other dog likes the cool of the floor. So it does vary. Yeah. And my dog actually today was doing the same. He was laid on the patio, boiling hot. So I had to bring him in and try and keep him cool off a little bit.
You should spray water on him, shouldn't you? A bottle of water. They love a hose. They love playing with a hose pipe, don't they? If you spray.
Well, some do, some don't. Even if
some do, some don't. Some love a paddling pool, some don't.
Well, yeah, I used to have a paddling pool, but they don't like it, so they ripped it apart. So I think they just fancy a cool place to lie down. But you know, when it's getting hot, they like to lie in the sun. And sometimes you have to watch out for this because I don't think that they know when it's too hot for them to be out there.
No. Yeah, no, I think you're right.
And be careful.
It's important that we make sure we can bring them in, that they've got lots of shade, you know, access to that fresh, clean water as well, just to make sure that we can try and keep them as happy in the sun as possible.
Very nice talking to you, Kerry. Thank you very much indeed. And we should get Kerry on again when we need dog information. Kerry Taylor from the Blue Cross Education says she's a Blue Cross manager.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
It's my show. It's nothing to do with him, honestly, Frankie.
As long as he thinks that. That's why it works.
He's taking all the plaudits for it, and it gets quite annoying. That's a bark that.
What?
She's
that's
upset
that's a different bark. I haven't heard that bark before. You haven't been pressing any buttons again, like you think you know what you're doing.
No, I don't do that. I just wiggle the cables and make sure it's okay. I mean, it would be okay if they had nice bodies.
Yeah, but we don't go. We're the sort of people that don't go on the beach. That's the funny thing. Maybe we should. We've got it. Let's
Well, yeah,
it.
I suppose we should. I mean, I'm wearing a T-shirt and a pair of shorts.
Yeah, but you don't have to wear anything. Normally you just wear a T-shirt, don't you, with nothing on it underneath.
Back in the about 20 years ago, when I was a kid at home late at night.
I was on with him then, Richard.
Okay,
do you remember me, Richard?
I do remember you.
That was the clips for today, the best of James Whale. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed them. Well, I suppose if you didn't enjoy them, you won't be listening, will you? Anyway, I'll be back 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.